Each week at this time, this station presents Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer, of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, it is more or less budget week in Harrisburg. It's kind of do or die if we want to get one done in time this year. What are some of the issues that surround this year's budget? What are some of the things the governor's asking for? And what's your view as to how this might shake out?
Well, certainly this is a moving target right now, and as we're talking on this program, things seem to change by the hour. But to give an update on where we are right now, we're currently negotiating with the governor. All four caucuses in the legislature are meeting. The governor is still insistent on spending more money than we have. You know, he started out with his proposal of $29 billion, which is $1 billion more than what we spent in the current fiscal year. And we've maintained our position that the budget should be around $27.5 billion. We're negotiating right now and trying to determine what the final spending number is going to be. The bottom line is we need a conservative, fiscally responsible budget that doesn't spend more than what we have. And that's certainly what I'm focused on. As of the time that we're talking right now, the governor and the House Democrats are negotiating, trying to get a $28.2 billion budget, and we've compromised to some respect and have offered a $27.8 billion budget. So, like I said, it's a moving target, and that's really where things are right now. The governor's still pushing for increased taxes. He wants the tax on natural gas, tax on tobacco products, and an increased cigarette tax, all of which I'm opposed to. We're still negotiating this budget at a time when we have a $1.3 billion deficit. One promising thing that did come in this week is the tax amnesty program that we've been running for the last several weeks ended, and revenue coming into the state was $71 million overestimate. So it's a small piece of the budget, but it certainly is some additional revenue toward that deficit. So that's where things stand right now, and we're going to continue to negotiate.
You're also a member of the Environmental Resources and Energy Committee, and I understand that there's some interesting committee action there. There was, of course, energy portfolio legislation that was supposedly going to come to the House floor for a vote. What's going on with this, and what are the other issues that that committee is dealing with?
Well, the committee has been very active in dealing with a lot of issues. And the one that you mentioned was changes to the alternative energy portfolio standards. And basically, that's legislation that requires that electricity generators purchase their electricity from certain sources. And it mandates that they must purchase a certain amount of electricity from renewable energy sources. Basically, it's a mandate on the electric companies. And what that does is drive up the cost of electricity for the consumer. The first Alternative Energy Portfolio Standards Act was passed back in 2004 and has been in effect since then. Recently, some people in Harrisburg wanted to make changes to the Alternative Energy Portfolio Standards and make the mandate even more stringent, which to me, when you take a look at it, all that would do is drive up the cost of energy. So I've certainly been opposed to that. I think that's the wrong way to go. The House Democrats tried to run that bill this week, and because of opposition to it, they pulled back and did not offer the bill. So hopefully we can keep fighting against it, because we certainly do not want to see increases in electricity costs.
You also recently had a meeting about a project that could be very important to controlling floodwater and stormwater in your area. What's going on here?
Senator Scarnati and I called a meeting in Harrisburg this week to talk with officials from the Department of Environmental Protection and the governor's office regarding the Port Allegheny Flood Protection Project. And this is something that we've been pushing for a while, but we wanted to find out exactly where the project stands and how we can move it forward. So we did get an update from administration officials about that project. Governor Rendell committed to the project back in 2008 by calling borough officials and saying that he supported the project, but it's really been moving forward very slow since that time, and I'm concerned that the project has slowed down a great deal. It really provides flood protection for our community and also provides an opportunity, very importantly, for the glass manufacturing facility in our community to expand their operations. So this is an important project, and I intend to continue pushing forward and staying in close contact with the administration officials to make sure that this project becomes a reality.
And later this summer, you have an event coming up for an important group of folks in our community, and that's the senior citizens. What's going on there?
Well, I'm looking forward to hosting two senior citizen expos this year. The first one will be in Bradford at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford on Friday, August 13th. And I'll be hosting a second expo in Potter County at the Rowlett Fire Hall in October. So I look forward to hosting those events and hope that senior citizens and their families will come out to the senior expos.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.